For those on the brink of being homeless, connecting with loved ones can be the difference between staying at a shelter or in a home. That's one reason a nonprofit is using technology to help those at homeless shelters get back in touch with family and friends. As WBUR's Simone Rios reports, the effort's beginning at Boston's Pine Street Inn.
7 years ago, Alex Codio lost the phone number of one of his best friends. He was going to visit her in Miami, but he couldn't make it, and he was never able to tell her what happened. That's why Codio was first in line when a nonprofit called Miracle Messages installed its kiosk in the entrance to Pine Street Inn. Using an iPad, he could record a message for his friend, and volunteers on the other end would try to track her down and deliver the message.
Hey, Nancy. Hi. How you doing? This is Alex. I am very sorry that last time we spoke and I was supposed to come to Miami and spend some time with you, but somehow some things came up and it didn't go through. I am very, very sorry about that.
The founder of Miracle Messages, Kevin Adler, turns to Alex Codio after he records his message.
So what are you feeling after doing that?
Man, I feel like I want to cry because it's been a long time. That's my good friend. I hope she get it.
The Miracle Messages kiosk is available to the 1,900 people served daily at the Pine Street Inn. There's one in the men's shelter and one in the women's shelter. Alex Codio says reconnecting with his friend could even mean a way out of homelessness.
Last time we spoke, me and her, she offered me if I would ever want to move to Miami, so I would be welcome to her house until I get back on my feet. You know, so if that would be an option, so that would work very well.
That's just the type of reunion Kevin Adler had in mind when he came up with the idea behind Miracle Messages.
So one day, 3 years ago, I got some hot tea and biscuits and took a walk down Market Street in San Francisco. And I asked every homeless person I met a very simple question. Do you have any family or friends you'd like to reconnect with for the holidays?
Adler shot a video of a man named Jeffrey, who hadn't seen his family in 22 years. On Facebook, he found a group connected to Jeffrey's hometown and posted the video. It quickly went viral, and Jeffrey's sister saw it. After more than two decades, he was back in touch with his family. Adler saw the big picture.
Is Jeffrey the only one? No. And so that's where I left my job and started doing this full time. And the vision is to reunite a million people within the next 5 years.
Massachusetts is among the states with the sharpest increases in homelessness over the last decade. That's one reason Kevin Adler chose Pine Street Inn as the site of his first freestanding kiosk. It's also because Pine Street Inn was a willing partner. Lyndia Downey is executive director.
When people first come to Pine Street, we have some staff now that right away are saying to people, do you have family and friends you can reconnect with immediately? Can we help you get back there? Trying to do everything we can to stop people from ending up in shelter and getting stuck in shelter.
Downey says the Miracle Messages kiosk will be another tool to prevent homelessness. She stresses the importance of acting quickly.
The longer you're homeless, I think the harder it is to reconnect with your family, because then the shame and what's happened to your life comes into play, and you start to think your family doesn't want to talk to you.
For Alex Codio, the first guy to use the Miracle Messages kiosk at Pine Street Inn, the story has a happy ending. Codio's friend Nancy got back in touch with him, and they planned on reuniting soon. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.